Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's
Selena.
If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
Diva Squad,
they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. A new mind frame now, when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what is foul? What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's
with your Diva Squad. You are now live with your Diva, Miss Mo Better. It's Storm in the building with me, Storm. Yes, I'm here. I'm here. And Ray Queen
okay.
should be here.
Okay.
Ray Queen will be in a minute.
yes, yes.
I like it a lot. I gotta work on my voice jacked up. But again, folks, another episode of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You got myself, Miss Mo Better. We got Storm and Ray Queen in the building. Before we get started, we'd like to say this is an adult show, 18 and older callers. We promote. We work with strictly opinions over here. We are not licensed psychologists over here. But however, we'll try to support you any way that we can. We just open the platform to deal with things that we hear in our everyday lives and give us a chance to speak back to them. So we appreciate you folks calling in. You know, hopefully somebody will push the one tonight and get on live. You know, a lot of people got stage fright and don't want to get on. But we're not here to blow nobody up. We're not here to blow y'all up, you know. We just here to have a nice, a good old, pure, adulterated conversation, you know. So, but again, we appreciate you guys, because without y'all, we'll be no us. So, how are you ladies doing thus far?
All right. I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. Maintaining, you know.
Okay.
Good day,
all
bad
right.
day. You know what it is, you know.
I had
some excitement last weekend.
I had very nice time. Happy birthday to Bubbles. Shout out to Bubbles. Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Definitely enjoyed myself. Happy birthday to anybody that's out there celebrating the birthday. We also like to send our rest in peace out for 9/11. We won't forget. We do the squad. We do Palace Radio.
That's right.
Our hearts go out to the families and for those that are still struggling with the whole situation. We know that was an ugly situation that cost over 3,000 people their lives. But I'm not even gonna get into the why, because that'll take up our entire show.
It would, but I definitely wanted to just, you know, touch on it to get you guys feedback on it. You know, I know we have you know, a different topic, but since did land on 9/11, you know, figuratively,
right.
spend, you know, a few minutes, you know, just, you know, definitely, you know, as we send our condolences to everybody, you know, family and friends and really anyone that was affected by it. You know, there were so many people also that, you know, was affected by it, you know, but are still here, you know, and they're dealing with the daily struggle, you know. So I know today has definitely got to be a rough day, you know, for them, because, some people I talked to was just like, you know, it's sad because, you know, not everybody made it, you know, and, you know, they made it. And it's like, wow, like, why do you think that, you know, like, what do you think about that? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, it's like, When it hit, you know, maybe it just didn't hit the area that you was in, you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's it, you know. But I do believe that was the devil's work, you know. I don't think that was people say, oh, you know, well, God, no. Now, I don't think that, you know, I'm not questioning God now. I'm not just saying that I don't think that God's plan was to have something like this happen, you know. I think
that was
the devil's work, and that was people making different decisions, and, you know,
people exercising,
you know,
negative their free will.
You know, it had nothing to do with God's plan and God's will. I don't think that was it at all. You know, me personally,
let me tell you, I went over to the memorial over at Ground Zero, and.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody that can have the opportunity to go over there to the museum and all that stuff they have there, I mean, it's a major experience to see that stuff. And, you know, you watch a film, they have, like, film and stuff there you can watch. Let me tell you something. I mean, my heart, my heart was hurting to see stuff. Like,
wow.
I mean, you had people, like, jumping out of the windows and stuff. You know, fear had just taken over, and people was doing anything to try to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had so many people out there helping. And like you were saying, Storm, you have people that actually survive that end up being sick afterwards because of the remnants and from all the debris and all of that stuff, the asbestos, all of that stuff. A lot of people, you know, lived and end up being sick because of it, you know.
Right.
So Trump is now supposed to sign a bill, rescuers. I know, a rescuers bill or whatever it's called, I'm, for lack of a better word or whatever, so you have to excuse me. But, you know.
When a bill is signed, let me know. Then I believe it.
Right, right. But that was supposed to actually be signed, like, today. So I'll know more tomorrow when I watch the news or whatever, see what actually happened. So, but, yeah. If anybody has a chance to go over to the 9/11 museum, to the memorial over there, it's a great experience.
Wow,
you know,
I will definitely
great experience.
Be
yeah,
trying
if you
to
can
go.
Make time, if you can make time and stuff, it's just like wow, you know, you actually put yourself in that position, like wow, what if I was here, like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know, a lot of things go through your head emotionally and stuff. It's just, I don't know. You have a chance, so.
You know, we got to do a road trip with something and then go in, you know. It's just, you got to.
That sounds like
you know,
plan.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes it's, you know, a lot of things is harder than others. And, you know, today I know when I got up and I realized it was 9/11, you know, like as life goes on, it's like sometimes you forget the days and, you know, the dates of the days, you know what day it is. But sometimes you don't recall the date. You know, your mind just goes. It's like,
right.
You know, automatically I was like, wow, you know, like 9/11, you know, like here we are again, you know. And it's like certain dates is like, you know, to some people it's like, oh, okay, yeah, just another day. No, you know, it's like. It's definitely time to sit and pay homage to a lot of people who lost their lives trying to save people, you know, or people who lost their lives just by someone else's negativity, you know.
Yeah.
But you just have to, like, you know, like today, you know, today I'm sure was hard for a lot of people, and you see it all over all the news channels, you know, so many different things, you know, different memorials that was done and different, you know, as they come together and they call everybody's name. You know, I wanted to know, like, how do you guys feel about that, though? Like, you know, each year, you know, on 9/11, you know, they do it. Do you feel like they're, like, causing the person to relive it, you know, like, to relive that day all over again? Or do you feel like it's a good idea to keep doing it, you know, like, every year? Like, how do you guys feel about that?
That's a good question. You want to go right?
Yeah. I know that with Flight 800, let me go back to Flight 800, that airplane that crashed, like, over the water
over
by the Riches. Yeah, over
Smith Point.
They have a memorial there, the wall at Smith Point Beach. They have all the names of people there. And right after that happened, every year after, for a while, they would have, they would shut, like literally shut William Floyd Parkway down in Shirley and shut, you know, shut the beach down. And all these busloads from out of town, family members of people that had gotten killed on that plane would come there and do a memorial. But then it started fading out. They don't do it anymore. So, but it went on for a couple of years. So I don't know, you know, if I noticed, like, especially today, that it's not as big, like, on all the channels. Because now I'm talking about the 9/11. It was, like, when I woke up this morning and throughout the day, when I would peek at the TV, it wasn't as many channels showing the memorials all day and, you know, as it was a couple of years ago, you know. So I think it's kind of dying down, but Not as much, not a lot, but I think eventually, I mean, unless they make it like a national holiday or something.
I don't think they should.
You think they should?
I don't think they should. No.
I don't either. I really don't. I don't think they should make it a national holiday. I think eventually it'll die down. And I think it should, in my opinion. I don't think it should be, you know, I don't think it should take over all of the channels, you know, all the memorials and all that stuff. Keep all the memorials going, don't get me wrong, but just not on, don't take over all the channels and make it a whole holiday and shut the mail down and the kids out of school. No.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But, you know, a lot of times, like you said, Storm, because people grieve in so many ways, you know, to make it so, now that they have the memorial and all of that set up, I think maybe once they get to the 20-year mark, it'll die down a little bit. But and until they start telling the truth of why that happened, I think they should start shutting it down. Not to say people shouldn't grieve over their loved ones or the people they lost. If anything, you should be more angry than anything. You understand? Because our own country really caused that. I actually see it happening again. With me following politics, which I probably shouldn't. I should turn my brain off from it. But I see something like that happening again. Because of what's going on in our country right now. You understand?
Yep.
Like, they're sort of fixed the economy. No, listen. Y'all know how I get about this stuff. But, you know, I think once it hits the 20-year mark, it'll bring it down. But I think they should cut down a little just to have people, you know, that are struggling emotionally with this thing so they can kind of, like, not get over it, but not grieve as much. Because seeing this stuff, all it does is open, like you said, it rehashes and people are actually reliving what happened. You understand? Now, if they personally want to tell their own story for those who were personally there, who were physically there and stuff, if they want to continue to tell their story, that's different. But as far as, like, the TV stations and all of that stuff, exploiting certain things, a lot of stuff we know they do for ratings, you know, bring it down a little bit. Give these people, let them have a little closure. You know what I mean? And it's not going to give it to them. So, no, I agree with you, Ray, when you said that, like, you know, just trying, because it's heart-wrenching, because I know the day that it happened, I left work, went and got my kids out of school, because I said, if it's going to be a matter of they blowing us up, at least I'm going to be with my family. So I know, and at the time, I was living in CI. I left CI, took my kids and drove to Greenport, and we went out there with my grandmother and mother. You know, my grandmother and my mother was down south. So, but, you know, no. Because it's hard. It's hard. Yeah. That's even... You know, and even, you know, this might sound like a little off the mark. Now it's hard for me to, like, attend funerals after losing my mother. And this is the God's honor.
Right.
No, and it's not that I don't have respect or love for the person that is deceased. It's just that mentally it takes you to a place that you did not want to be at.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
And you know, I just feel like when we do, like, memorials and stuff, I believe it's reliving it all over again, you know, and especially the ones on TV and that's videotaped. And, you know, I definitely agree with you ladies. And, you know, me personally, I knew people who were there, you know, but my family wasn't affected and we didn't lose anyone, you know, in 9/11, you know, and that's why I feel the way I do. But even for me, I feel like different memorials of people who have passed, you know, near and dear to my heart. It's like, to me, that day is one of the hardest days ever. So
hard.
I don't know if I want to share that, you know, day with everyone else. I feel like maybe certain things should be a little bit more sacred, you know, because people grieve, you know, and mourn differently where, you know, some people feel like, you know, they're okay with telling the whole world, you know. I'm one of those people that I'm not, you know, I'm one of those people where it's like, it's my own feeling. It's my own dark side that I might get into, you know, and it's that feeling of, you know, to me, I feel like when I, for my situation, I have a hard time, you know, the days leading up to it, to that day. And then a couple days after, you know, to me,
it's
not just where it's like one day, you know, it's like, I knew I was feeling some kind of way, you know, and then it's like, when you really think about it, it's like, wow, this is why, you know? So I don't know. I just feel like certain things should be for you. You know, I don't know if that makes sense to people, but I feel certain things, that's for you, and you don't want people to take from it, you know, where, you know, it's, I guess it's healing for them, you know, and maybe it's healing for them that they come together and that they could, you know, that they could come and they could be able to do things and stuff. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But to me, I can't. It's just it's not like that for me. You know.
No, I get it. I definitely get it. But then our hearts still go out to those lost or still struggling with the situation from 9/11, 18 years later, still struggling with that situation. You know, our hearts go out to the families and all that stuff. And may God find God grant them peace. So.
Amen.
Yeah, may God grant them peace. But folks, those that are on our internet, the number is 646-716-9789. If you'd like to chime in on our topics, you have to press 1 to go on live, on the radio live. You don't have to give your name or anything or whatever. You know, we just like to hear back from our fans.
Getting their feedback on it. I mean, it's big.
Yeah.
It's something that's definitely, you know, alive and well. And, you know, people, like I said, I don't know. Maybe because to
you
me, I just,
story,
I don't know. You know, if you have something that you want to say about it, you know, or how you were affected by it, maybe, you know, or the experience you've seen with other people, you know, definitely call in and press that 1 button. You know, we're definitely, you know, trying to build that fan base back up so this way we can get a lot more callers coming in, you know, but you could definitely be one of the first ones by pressing that 1 button and just giving, you know, giving your feedback on it. I know there's another topic tonight, Ms. Mobetta, that you had mentioned, you know, you and your politics.
You know that. Oh, my God, I'm reading too much. But anyway, I don't know if you ladies have been following the story. I don't know how much you watch sports, but is this a football player, professional football player? But before I go, shout out to my Dallas Cowboys, who pounded on the Giants the other day. All you Giants fans can go scratch your sniff. How about that one? Shout out to my Cowboys and all the Cowboys fans. Yeah. But anyway, back to what I was our topic. Antonio Brown, he played 9 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, he went through an episode with them about a helmet and stuff like that that he won. Anyway, he was traded to the Oakland Raiders. He was with the Raiders for 1 week, and now he's with New England Patriots. But now the kicker in the story is that one of his ex-trainers is accusing him of raping her. But there was never any criminal charges or anything brought up. She's filing a civil suit trying to sue him for $75,000, stating that he raped her more than one time. So, but I mean, if y'all gotta really read this story, because I read the story and I call.
I'm reading it, girl. I'm reading it.
Now, she said that he did it one time, but my question would be, if anybody on here can disagree, this is my opinion, and I want somebody to straighten me out if I'm having a problem. Now, if he raped you one time, how would you go back to being in his presence, number one? Number two, why wouldn't you file any criminal charges against him?
Because she wants money.
Of course, and he's calling that out. He's calling it out. How?
Oh, three separate occasions.
With your mother,
she
was a gymnast. They used to go to the same college. They used to attend the same college. That's how he met her, and she ended up being one of his personal trainers or something. She was, like I said, she was a gymnast, and now she's saying that he raped her three or four times. Okay, and now, and she saved some type of text messages to talk about how he skeeted on her back or whatever and all kinds of stuff. So, but my question, again, I still want to know, why would you go back after the first time? And I'm not trying to hear any threatening or any of that, because criminal charges were supposed to be filed if that was the case. And this is the bad stuff about it, because when stuff like this happens, when they are looking for some type to come up, it makes it bad for people that were actually victims. Now, don't go out here claiming something because something didn't work in your favor. That's not rape. I'm sorry. You claim he did, the last time she said he forcibly raped her. And now his lawyer saying that they were in a consensual, some type of consensual situation.
That's
what I think. And if you claim he raped you four times, I believe it was consensual, because after the first time, why would you go back?
Because I was reading it earlier today, and I was just a little confused, and I said, you know, for people who have been raped and who has been assaulted, it just gives it a bad name, you know. Only because people who really have went through it, you know, and then you have someone like this where the first time he kissed her and exposed himself, the second time he masturbated on her back and she didn't even realize it, and then a third time they went to a club, or after the club, she went back to his house to get some food and to use the bathroom. So by the time you left, why are you leaving a club with him, one? I'm just confused. And how he masturbating and you don't know nothing about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then if the first time when he exposed himself and tried to kiss you, that would have been enough not to be in his presence. And how come you didn't bring the lawsuit then? You know, now you're trying to build a case now. Like, I don't know. To me, it sounds like somebody wants some money. And this is where it starts to get ugly.
She's being coerced into doing that. She is. She's being coerced into doing that. Because, why would you wait this late to say something? And I'm kind of furious, you know, because, like I said, there are actual victims out there that have been molested or whatever and are afraid to say something. You know what I mean? Now, something out of anger, you know, because you probably tried to extort him out of money, number one. Now you figure, all right, well, I'm going to save all of this stuff and just build a civil case, because I know he did not rape me. He didn't do that. We had an actual relationship. So if they want some type of DNA, of course they're going to get it, because y'all was humping. So, you know what I mean? Like, it just makes me
angry. Now she claims she has anxiety and panic attacks and frequent suicidal and insomnia. Wow.
Oh. Yeah, wow. So she's suing for $75,000. So I wonder where that number come from, you know what I mean? I don't know.
$25,000 each incident.
It's crazy.
I just
because,
feel.
Again,
yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Why would you go back? Go back after the first time. If you felt violated the first time, why would you go back? And I hope any judge that's in their right mind, or prosecutor or whoever, ask her that question. And I would like to know, I would like to see her answer.
So is he being reprimanded by the team or anything? Or?
Well, see, that's the thing now. The NFL, they're investigating it. He's still practicing. He went to practice today, you know, and they're saying they're taking it one day at a time. They're investigating the situation to see exactly what's been proven or what this is really all about. You know, because this is just a civil suit. It has, there's nothing criminal involved. So in that case, if it ain't criminal, then I don't think the NFL is going to do much about it. You know, they frown upon anything that's criminal, that's charged criminally or whatever. So. They're doing their own internal investigation to see what girl is supposed to meet with them. She's supposed to meet with the NFL coming up this week or something. So she's taking it.
Wow. Give her a moment to shine.
Her little 5 minutes of fame, you know, and
yeah,
because
I read somewhere though that while the investigation's going on though. He's not going to appear on their roster or something like that. I read earlier that, you know, he did attend, you know, the practice or whatever, but, like, he's not going to be
right.
counted as, like, a Patriots, you know, team member on the roster.
Well, that's up to Roger Goodell. That's up to the NFL commissioner.
Right.
Where
yeah, that's what
that's
is
up
on
to the
ESPN.
Commissioner, not the team itself. So if they do that, they'll make him like he's an inactive player. But that's pending the investigation of the NFL. They're doing their own investigation on this before they move forward. That's why they say they take it a day at a time. He is practicing today. He's going to practice today. They don't know if he'll play on Sunday. They play Sunday, so they don't know yet if he'll play. You know, so
how is his Is he a good player? Is he really good?
Yeah, no, he's a wide receiver. He's definitely a good player.
Okay. Uh huh.
He's a good player, and you know, he has probably some anger management issues.
Yeah, I read something that he called somebody.
So now, like I said, with him going through all these things with the team, this just seems so ironic that now she wants to come out with the civil suit that he's having all of these issues with his team. You understand? Like I said, it started out with about a helmet, a vintage helmet that he wanted to wear. He said it was better for him and helps him from having concussions or something. But that you know, the helmets have changed. See, again, I don't know how much y'all really watch football or you know, or anything like that. So, but you know, it started out that. So then, you know, he had a meltdown on the Steelers. The Steelers released him. He went to the Raiders, and something happened at the Raiders, so where he was only there for a week, and then now he is he's technically a New England Patriot. And then it all came out about the girl yesterday with her saying, you know, with the civil suit. She filed the civil suit yesterday or the day before yesterday, stating that he raped her. And like I said,
yeah, but she also
it's
said,
so ironic. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say she going to say that they attended college together.
Yes. That's how they met.
Yeah, they attended college together. They met in Bible study.
And they became
friends. Right. Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah, they met in college at Bible study, and they became friends. They fell out of touch.
Yep.
What says fell out of touch for
right.
several years? They reconnected in June 2017, and he hired her to be his physical trainer.
Yeah,
but they had like a brother and sister relationship. So
she
was
said,
it a
yeah,
brother and sister?
Brother, sister.
Yeah, but was it a brother and sister relationship when he exposed himself to you and he tried to kiss you? I don't understand, because then I wouldn't have went back.
Okay,
me personally,
yeah.
I wouldn't have went back.
And that's just my thing. That's the ultimate question. And I'm sure that's the question that most people
are asking. You know, why, if he did this to you that you were not comfortable with, why wasn't this addressed, and why would you return? Not just once, twice, like four times. You returned after that, between 2017 and 2018. You went back to him. You went back to, you know, being in his presence. So it couldn't have been that bad to where, you know, I don't want to be around this man. Or did you not think to say, let me call the police? I guess now they'll come up with a story like, oh, he threatened me. You understand? The story is going to start coming up. They're going to get that Me Too lawyer. They're going to get her butch ass. And she the one
who Me Too lawyer.
You know that, man. You know that lawyer. Too, lady. You know her. That she the one who probably around here groping all these people. Said, let me do it. We're going to get you some money out of them. That's the one who was the lawyer for the one who did Bill Cosby. But it makes it hard. I'm sorry. You know, that's just my feeling. But, yeah, it makes it hard for, you know, for people that are not looking for some type of come up. This stuff really is happening. You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's what it was. She was trying to, you know, use him maybe for a come up, get some attention in the sports field or something or another. And then it turns, you know, sexual or whatever. And now she's trying to get some attention by suing him. You know what I'm saying?
He went in on her, though. He really did. Mm-hmm. He called her washed up, that you live with your mama, and you're looking for some kind of come up and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, wow.
That's what it seems to me. I'm sorry, but that's what it seems to me. It seems like she's looking for a come up.
Yeah.
That's what it appears to me, too. If I was a juror on a case, that's what I would say. So I guess they won't be calling me for jury duty. They won't be calling me for jury duty after they hear this show. Because I already came to my conclusion that it's not as much as she claimed it is. You know what I mean?
She needed some change, she should have just asked for it. He would have gave her some change.
Asked for a couple dollars.
All she had to do was sleep with him for real, and say, look, you know.
He was doing that anyway.
That money.
Yeah.
And see, that's probably what it was. They probably was messing around. She might have asked him for something, and he ain't give it to her. That's probably the scenario. You know what I mean? Because that happens a lot. That happens all the time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right, I'll fix you. You don't want to give me? I'll fix you. I'm telling them that she didn't forewarn her, but she's saying this to her. Hey, all right, you don't want to give me what I want? All right, I'm going to tell them that you raped me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again,
I think about how he's going from team to team, though.
This is why I feel it's so ironic that now all of a sudden, because he's going from team to team because he has anger management issues, that now he comes out. But again, she went straight to civil. She didn't even go criminal. So if it's like that, why isn't he being charged criminally?
Right.
You know what I mean? Why where the criminal charges? Because that's serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're claiming it's rape and assault.
And that means she used the actual word rape. She didn't say just assaulted me or exposed himself. She said he forcibly raped her.
Yeah, she said in a thing that he pushed her down on the bed and forced her head in the mattress.
Yeah. Face down, ass up. It ain't funny, y'all. I'm sorry.
And he's exactly what you know you wanted.
I just think for people who have been raped and who have been assaulted, it just takes away from the value of it. You know, like there are people out there who genuinely has went through it and, you know, have to live with it. And here you are looking for a come up. And, you know, I don't know anyone that's just going to be like, oh, okay, well, he exposed himself and then tried to kiss me. But I still went back for a second time, and we sitting on the bed. And then after that, I went back for a third time, and then I realized that it didn't make sense no more.
Yeah,
I understand.
Right.
Yeah, no, she set herself up for failure. You keep going back year after year.
It don't make sense. I'm sorry. It just don't make sense. And again, I don't want anybody that's out there that's a victim to think that I'm shooting at y'all or anything. I'm speaking specifically about this situation with Antonio Brown and his accuser. I'm not speaking about any other situation as far as rape goes, because that's not a joke. But I'm talking about the events now, you know, with Antonio Brown and his accuser. I think he's on shit. And
I think he needs some. I do think he needs some anger management, though.
He needs some anger management. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I think he needs some help.
I'm definitely gonna throw that out there.
You know, I know the topic was really, you know, what do we think about the situation? You know, but I think that he does need some help, and if they do sit him out that time, he should be using it to get some anger management, you know, go to some
therapy
or something.
That's right.
You know, find out the root of the problem. And I feel like that's what they don't do enough of. Like, yes, you find the person, you know, like once you get in trouble, yes, you find them, yes, you bench them. But what about some anger management, or what about some therapy for whatever the root of the problem is?
Yep.
You know, I think that there should be something like that. All that money y'all got, y'all paying them enough, you know, so why don't y'all have something set up where you have someone that can, you know, reach out and get the help that they may need, you know? And clearly, it's not just him, but a lot of the athletes.
Yeah, and they do. They have these programs and stuff for these guys.
I don't believe it.
Programs and stuff, but they also protect them.
But you know what? They have to make it mandatory. Like you can have the program, but part of you being fined and being benched should be you have to complete X amount of sessions or something with the therapist.
Yeah. So many hours.
You know, like
right.
Like, you know, just like say if you do something wrong and they say, oh, okay, well, you're going to do community service, you know,
I feel like
there should be something where it's mandatory, not just have a therapist, but it's mandatory that you take a X amount of classes or X amount of, you know, sessions with the therapist to get you the help. Because otherwise, you just putting the person, you're going to bench them, you're going to find them, you're putting them right back on the field, and you're still going to have the same behavior.
Right, and you didn't get to the bottom of the situation. You're not getting to the root of the problem. And not only that, they're playing football. A lot of them get hit in the head, causing all kind of concussions and mental things going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because this situation just happened the latter part, like 2 years ago, if that. So, you know, maybe he does need to see some type of counseling. Like you said, complete some workshops and sessions. That's true, Storm. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Now let's see if Jay-Z come up with that kind of idea. Talk about items.
Oh Lord, here you go.
Talk about items. There's an item for. That's one item for. Let's pull out these Chase lounges. Y'all sit down for a minute. Let's talk about this here. What you got going on? How you feel about this game? You know what I'm saying? Like, especially even if it's their off season, once before you know preseason start and before they start practicing and stuff, have them sit down and talk to people. You know, because like I said, it's physical.
Right.
People falling on their head, they hitting helmet to helmet and all kinds of stuff. You don't know what's going on in their head. They don't even know.
Exactly.
No, that's a good, excellent point, Storm. You know, and it might save a lot of them from a lot of fines.
Right. You know, at least get them therapy.
Because
when you think about it, I'm not really like a sports fan like that, right? But I think of it this way. You get these kids sometimes fresh out of high school, fresh out of college, right? You get them. You're removing them from their family 9 times out of 10. They're going into a different environment, and what you see is this person is a good athlete, you see that this person can score, this person can run, this person can catch the ball. Like, you're thinking of that aspect, but the complete package is what you're not thinking about. When these people start showing different signs, throwing the helmet or getting fouled, you know, like, you're not think. I don't think, I'm not saying they're not, but just saying I personally don't think that they're thinking of it like that. I think of it like they're thinking of, oh, okay, that was a good player. Oh, that person lost their cool. But in all reality, what is the underlying situation that that person might be going through or might have went through, you know, that helps them be a better player? You know, I think of it like that, you know, because – and then they get all this money, and then so you're away from your family, and you have this money, so now you're buying prostitutes, and now you got all these people who want to be fans, and then next thing you know, they're fans that's in your room, and then now all of a sudden, oh, they're saying that they were raped. Okay, so why were you at his room? Y'all went to the club. Y'all wasn't supposed to go back to nobody's house. Go to the club and go home. You know, like different, like people, I don't think they teach them where you're going to meet a million and one people that's looking for a come up. Don't let them use you as an example, you know?
Right.
Don't let them set you up like that. And I feel like a lot of them get set up where it's like, oh, okay, even with people, oh, they save the sperm and then next thing you know, they want to inject the sperm and now they're pregnant and stuff, you know? It's like, I think of all the stuff like that. There's a lot of people out there that's looking for a come up, and not just in football, basketball, in life in
all
general,
around, all
that's
around.
Looking for a come up. And as these people look for a come up, don't let them use you as an example. Don't you help that person elevate to the next level without you giving permission. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to help you, I'm
without
help
your consent.
You. But that don't. Right, you know, like you're not consenting to any of this. You're thinking it's going to be a one-night stand or, you know, a booty call or something like that, and it's going to cost you everything at the end of the day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Well,
so I don't know. I just think of all of that.
A lot of them, I know, but, they, you know, whoever's listening is going to have to excuse my French on this next statement, but that's people that become nigger rich. That's what we call it. We call that ignorance. That's for those that came from nothing and got this quick a come up for them too. You know what I'm saying? Now they out balling, not caring, thinking like I can have whatever I want, whoever I want, whenever I want, and not knowing what they walking into. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like just all of a sudden just go, I can do it. I can have that. I'm going to buy the bar out. I'm going to buy the VIP. We're going to have all these bitches in here. Use my French again. We're going to have all of it lined up, bring the bottles, keep that popping. And like Cardi B said, she used to drug half the dude she messed with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, come on, that stuff is real. That stuff happens. You know what I mean? So a lot of times the people who they're surrounded by are looking for the same come up. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So
right.
They're going to allow this to go down because they want to eat too. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's
right.
gonna have that level head like, nah, you don't need to be, nah, let's go back to the crib or whatever. Like, nah, come on, look what we got here. We got this, da, da, da. These chicks, these raggedy old things is looking to get out the hood, looking for that one baby father that got a little coin. got a little coin, you know. But listen, I don't want y'all to get that twisted either. It's nothing wrong with having better. It's nothing wrong with having good things, having the best or whatever. But when you got to see it like that, that ain't yours.
Right.
And it ain't worth it. And these athletes have to be a little smarter about, you know, how they maneuver. Not just athletes.
Right.
Entertainers and actors and actresses. And you got to be a little smarter with how you maneuver. And know who you got around you in your circle. You know, you got these people, stragglers. Like they say, you got to be careful because sugar and salt look just alike. You understand?
Sure do.
Man, listen.
Absolutely.
You got to be careful who you got in your circle because you got everybody around you that's looking to eat, not knowing that you're feeding them anyway. And guess what? They start biting the hand they feed them. So, of course, they know you got these kids, you got kids that hang around these professional games and all of that stuff. That's like their profession. Hoping to score the right one.
Yep. But you know what? It's
right
every way you go. But you know what? As quick as you get it, as quick as you lose it. So
exactly.
You know, quick as you get
looking
that
for
money,
that bad
as quick as you're gonna lose it.
They looking for that bad chick. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Yeah. I do blame them as well though, because you so busy looking for this, excuse my language, this whole made up type of, you know, person, you know, that
mm-hmm.
You're not even taking time to get used to the inner. So I guess as they're in, you know, as they're, you know, traveling and they're going from state to state, it's like, I get it. They might not have time for relationships and stuff like that, but I'm sure you have time to be communicating. You can go to the bar and you can buy whatever you want to at the bar, you know. But when
mm-hmm.
it comes down to going home, you really need to rethink this situation, because even though there's little kids up in there who's using fake IDs and stuff like that, you don't know. I sit and I think about Bill Cosby. All that money Bill Cosby got, why you had to touch that? Why you had to do that,
and
Bill?
You,
all that
you
money
got,
you got.
Yeah.
Come on, like,
well,
it just shows you, you know.
And the look
even
at the
R. Kelly
that accused him, like, ew, he must have been blind back then too.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Look, even R. Kelly,
he
even
must
R. Kelly
been blind
too.
Too.
Like, when you think of it, even R. Kelly as well. R. Kelly, come on, you made so much money. You have a gift. You have the talent. But guess what? What people don't look at is that fame and fortune might cost you something later on. Now you.
No.
Dealt with all these mommy issues or whatever you had, and then next thing you know, you got young girls staying in your house, young girls that's old enough to be your daughter. You know, staying up in your house, and, you know, so I don't know. I just think that, like, it's a lot of people out there who really need that deep therapy, you know, and but once they get in that spotlight, that's it, though, because in the spotlight, they only look at the good and the bad. That's it. And eventually, when you got so much bad going on, they're not even looking at the good no more. They just gonna take all the bad.
Well,
and they're gonna run with it.
Steve Harvey said the price of fame is horrible. He said because you have no privacy and all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? People allow money to leave. People allow their money to leave, and then it helps them, it aids them in making bad decisions, whether they know it
mm-hmm.
or not. Not everybody. But for the most, you allow the money to lead you, and then it leads you into some place that you don't want to be. You understand? Making horrible decisions. And this is what happened. And you think, oh, because he got that all this money, that he shouldn't be in that position? No. See, all that money is the reason why he's there. You understand
exactly.
what I'm saying? And that's why you have to be careful, because money is the root of all evil. Like I said, it's nothing. I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with having nice things and living good and stuff like that. But when you start allowing it to lead you, that's where the problem comes in.
True.
That's right.
That's what's happening.
That's right.
So.
It's terrible.
Man, listen. They better start scanning these people that they be around. You see,
well, Steve
Harvey
is right.
These random people, you better go to the hood and find people that you don't grew up with, invite them to your party. Just lock the door because they end up looking in your drawers. But just lock the bedroom door, but they not going to set you up like that. But yeah, it's a
I didn't know Steve
situation.
Harvey had. Look, I didn't know Steve Harvey had a 22-year-old daughter.
His stepdaughter.
Mm-mm. Marjorie's daughter. Probably Marjorie's
that's his
daughter.
Wife's daughter.
Yeah, they had.
She just.
Oh.
He adopted her or something. That's how he changed her name to his last name.
Yeah.
But.
And she dating Diddy now?
Son.
What?
She used to talk to the son.
And now she done moved with
him.
The father.
Well, her mama liked that because. Her mama used to go with one of Steve Harvey's cousins.
Oh,
no.
Yep.
Rachel, you call it, right? Look, Ray Queen, you call it her first name like you never.
No, I love me some Marjorie. She's so beautiful, so fancy.
Oh,
so
my
elegant.
God.
She used to go, he was a big time drug dealer. He got locked up, and then that's when she moved on.
Oh,
Mm-hmm. Wow. I heard that Steve and Marjorie were having a divorce.
At one point, at one time they was.
Yeah.
She ain't going to leave that money.
No. She liked that.
Nah, she liked that money. As long as she liked that money.
This womanizing ass either. He's a womanizer. Why do you think he's been to three? He done had three marriages.
Yes.
Because they no, he done had three marriages. They can't hold him down. That's why.
They
Yeah.
He said he's a womanizer. He sure is.
No, he said he used to beat his wife. He used to beat him.
Mm. Wow.
You told Hartpole to beat me?
You told Harvey to beat me? All my life
God.
I had to fight.
Go ahead, Steve Harvey. I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad at you, Steve Harvey. Look. Diddy, this girl is 22 years old. You damn near 50, 49. 51, something like
that.
Oh, well, damn near 50.
Grandchild.
Hello.
What
the heck is wrong with these old men?
His son older than her. The one she was dating is 25. His son 25.
I guess
who?
Guess they ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. I don't know.
So he might as well go and help and bail R. Kelly out of jail then.
Oh, God.
I guess they down with OPP.
Yeah, you know me.
He like, yo, Just, you finished with that? I'm a holler at him.
Let me get that.
No.
Diva's time.
Gag me
is of the essence. Look what time
what
it is.
Time is
flies
it?
When you're having fun.
Wow.
Oh, my. Looks like it. Wait, I ain't got my glasses on, but 8:56.
Yeah.
Time is of the essence, Dons and Divas. And we are towards the end of the show where we go around and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show, and we're going to start off, of course, with one of us divas. I'm the Stormy Mate.
Well, you
have the mo first.
I'll go first. I don't care.
Go ahead.
Miss Mabetta, you want to go first? Or?
No, I don't. I don't care either.
All right.
I'll go.
Yeah, my final. My final thought is, you know, I definitely enjoyed, you know, the topics we talked about, you know, tonight, and, you know, our condolences on behalf of GQ Palace, you know, like Ms. Mobetta said earlier, you know, to everyone that was affected by the 9/11 and anyone that's still, you know, going through it, and, you know, our prayers, and we offer our sympathy definitely to you, you know. There's no easy way to deal with grieving, you know, a loved one, especially losing a loved one very tragically, you know. So, you know, we're just praying for you guys and praying for your continued strength, you know, of as you're dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. You know, like I said, me personally, I grieve a little differently, you know, but I commend anyone that can grieve in front of millions and millions of people and viewers and stuff, and, you know, I commend you. You know, I haven't had the strength to do that personally, but I pray that, you know, you find comfort in doing it, you know, from yourself. With the topic of Antonio Brown, I just pray that he will get the help that he needs, you know, and that the league does set something up where it's mandatory that they do have to serve and have to, you know, go through sessions of therapy just to deal with the root of the problem. And that as they're thinking of, you know, recruiting these young people and getting them in, and, you know, when you see these red flags, you know, Ray Queen, you see these red flags, you definitely want to make sure you pay attention to them and get that person some help before that person ultimately does hurt someone. Now, with Taylor, the young lady who is suing him, I just pray that she finds comfort from herself within, and that she understands by opening up a can of worms like this. And a lesson learned is when you go, to someone's house and they expose themselves to you and they try and kiss you and you don't like it, don't go back for number two.
Don't go back. First time
something happens to you that you feel unsafe, you feel uncomfortable, we teach our children, if you feel unsafe, you feel uncomfortable, do not go back. So, honey, you need to pay attention and, you know, and think back. It's okay to sleep on your mother's couch. It's okay to live with your mama. You know, that's perfectly fine. But you might want to get some therapy yourself before you try and do something like this, because this is embarrassing. And it affects the people who were raped and who were assaulted. And they still have to live with the trauma that they endured, where to me it seems like you were having a good time and something that you wanted you didn't get, and now you feel some kind of way. So I enjoyed myself tonight, and I thank you guys, thank you ladies, for the platform. And I'm passing the mic.
Well, all righty then. I'm going to take the mic. Thank you, Miss Storm. Said it all in a nutshell. I'm just going to add prayers going to the all of the those affected in the Bahamas with Storm Dorian, yes. Hurricane Dorian, and then those other parts of the eastern coast, North Carolina, all of those who were affected. Prayers go up. Big shout out to GQ Palace, our executive and CEO, Rich Money, and Miss Storm. Hollering out to my diva sisters, Miss Storm and Miss Mobetta. I love y'all. And all of our callers and listeners, thanks for listening in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about us. And let this family grow a little some. And I love you all, and I'm passing on the mic.
So on you. So what you gonna
do?
Yeah. Again, I love you, sisters. I love both y'all. And Storm did say it really in
love
a nutshell. If somebody is violating you, you don't go back. Now, the first time, shame on them. The second time is shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't continue to go there if you are being violated. That just is not safe. Sorry. You know.
Yeah.
And like you said, my hearts go out to those down there that has lost everything due to Hurricane Dorian. And now the orange glow is saying that Bahamas was full of gangs, and listen, everything down there is underwater. We told them to go to their government, the offices. The thing is at the bottom of the sea. What are they supposed to do?
Exactly.
See, the people that really challenges him don't know how to challenge him properly. They don't know how to challenge him correctly. You know, they scared of him for some reason.
I was going to say that. I feel like some people are scared of him.
I don't know why they're scared of him, because he's dumb as a rock.
Exactly. Lord.
Your wife said if there was a school together, he'd have took him behind the school and wore his dad down. No, that was funny. Yeah, but for real, though, you know, again, yeah, and also people that are, like, donating for the hurricane relief and stuff, be very careful who you donate to, because a lot of these charities that claim to be, you know, headquarters and charities that's donating, they don't be donating. They be scam artists. Everybody looking for some quick come up. So just be careful when you donate it, especially do research, because there's a couple of Red Cross is one of the people that donate that actually gives 100% of their donation. So, you know, you can research the site and it'll give you a listing of, you know, who's making money, who's profiting from people donating. So you just, you know, research that stuff. But, again, our hearts go out to those who lost people down there and lost everything. It's hard to start from scratch. So, but again, folks, we enjoy our show all the time, and
tell a friend that every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are on live, and the number is 646-716-9789, and you have to push 1 to make a comment on our show. So we appreciate y'all, and hopefully we will catch y'all the same time next week. I'm checking up the Deuces.
Well, all right, then. Yeah.
Peace out, baby.
She a quarter. I go get the baggage for my two sons and two daughters. Bounce it and back it and pop that when I order. I done fell for a bad one, better than the last one. I'ma beat it, nail her to the wall like a plasma. Pull up in the fall, dropping jaw, diamond dance. Really from the north, I might golf at the mansion. Summertime in the drop top or a fan drop. It's gonna be your favorite song, bounce it to the anthem. I done ran this money up, some I didn't imagine. You and me together, we make magic.
Go left, right, left, right. Feeling like I should let.